Hey there, welcome to today's podcast about Trump's America. I'm Marvin Schreuer, and today I'm joined by two students who are proficient in English and American studies. Before we jump into the vivid discussion, both have the opportunity to introduce themselves to you. Now, Franziska, why don't you start?
Hi, as you already said, my name is Franziska and I'm a student of English at Heinrich Heine University. I mostly work in a post-colonial context, often in relation to ecological aspects.
And now what about you, Karim?
Thanks for asking. I'm also a student at the Heinrich Heine University and I'm studying anglistics or English studies and also linguistic studies with a focus on the linguistics part.
Thank you for your words. We as Europeans have a very ambivalent relationship to Trump, and it seems like since he has succeeded Obama, that Germany especially is arguing about the democratic state of the states. Some argue, among them the Aspen Institute, that the Western democracy is under siege. How can we reflect this notion? What can we do about it? Let's hear from those two who explore this week by week scientifically. Franziska, what is your impression on Trump, the USA, and how democracy has changed or not changed?
I think democracy has suffered quite a bit under Trump, especially when you look at how decisions are made in the White House nowadays. We have a president who decides on a whim. He changes his mind so frequently that I sometimes find it hard to pinpoint his stance exactly. I'm not sure if a president that wavers as much as Trump does is the right person to lead a nation as big as the United States.
First of all, I would like to clear something up that many people misunderstand when it comes to Trump's America. Don't get me wrong, I do despise that man's actions as much as any other person. However, people need to realize that he is not the root of the current situation in America, but a symptom of what has been going on in America for a long time.
Let's narrow this down to some topics. First, something that concerns all of us, the environment. Franziska?
From an environmental standpoint, Trump's administration is entirely ridiculous. He has withdrawn from the Paris Climate Agreement, which has set realistic goals in terms of global warming. He has blocked the Clean Power Plan, which was intended to reduce greenhouse gases. He has blocked a limit for methane leaks. Methane is one of the most dangerous greenhouse gases. The methane emissions of the US are lower than the carbon dioxide emissions. However, methane is about 30 times more potent. The list just goes on and on. The decisions he has made in this regard are close to mad. They are inconsiderate and narrow-minded to a point where they become reckless.
Now, let me go back to what I said earlier. On one hand, Trump's actions and decisions are definitely a drawback to the point where we are being pulled backwards and are forced to watch all the accomplishments that were fought for be overridden. Considering this, he is obviously accountable for his own actions, which should not be excused. But what people also need to realize is that Trump is only at such a position of power because there are a lot of citizens in America with the same mindset and beliefs as him, and there lies the real problem. It's this mindset which motivates them to fight off everything that is different from what they perceive as the standard. This could be a difference in sexuality, skin color, and religion, amongst other things.
I think you can quite clearly tell where he stands in regards to women. Sentences like, grab him by the pussy, are quite obviously positioning him somewhere. But it doesn't stop there, does it? I think it would be, frankly, foolish to ignore how violently sexist some things he says are. His vision of what women should be like sounds like something fresh out of Mad Men. It's old-fashioned. I think it's maddening that we have gone from having a strong woman by the side of the president to a frankly mute first lady who says nothing about anything and wears jackets that say, I don't care, when she visits my grandchildren.
I don't think that's really fair. She might have said that, but I don't think she really ignores their struggles or their problems, really. To be honest, to some degree, I do agree with Trump when he says that since the immigrants have come in, there have been a lot more problems and crimes such as drugs or gun violence or, I don't know, break-ins. Just, it seems like they didn't know what they got themselves into, and I do agree that they do need help, but at some point you have to draw a line. We can't just let them in infinitely. I mean, for example, if you look at Germany, Merkel, as good as she is at heart, left so many of them in there, it kind of almost ruined the country.
Please, let's stay with America here. Franzi, do you want to respond to that?
I don't think you can say that the immigrants are the root of all evil in America. America has, and you can't deny that, a massive problem with guns, legal and illegal. There's just way too many of them in traffic. And he has made his position on gun control quite obvious, I think. He has openly supported and vowed to protect the Second Amendment, the one that allows Americans to openly carry guns, during a speech at the NRA convention in May last year, which was very shortly after that school shooting in Florida. And while we're on the topic of school shootings, as of May this year, there have been a total of 23 school shootings in the USA, which roughly equals one shooting per week, and that's an insane number. As a comparison, in the last 150 years, Germany has had 10 school shootings in total.
Well, I don't really think that's fair, because if you think about it, it's not just with Trump now, but gun control and the Second Amendment has been around forever, really. And I don't think that taking away their right to have weapons or a gun really will change anything about the situation with school shootings. They will still find a way, I can guarantee you, to get to weapons. It's not because of the weapons themselves, but their mindset. In fact, if you ask me, it would be smart to install or give each teacher or to give each classroom a weapon for self-defense of some sort for each of these situations, because as horrible as it sounds, sometimes it is best to fight fire with fire.
I'm not even going to reply to that. That's entirely ridiculous, that statement. But if traditions stay traditions and we just keep going forward in the same old rut, America would still be in a constant conflict with Russia, which they obviously aren't, because we know that Russia has interfered with the 2016 election. And well, Trump refuses to acknowledge it, but we know that it happened, and he refuses to acknowledge it because that would mean he didn't win on his own, which I think for a man like Trump is equal to a death sentence, if you will.
Well, I call fake news, because I, for once, haven't seen any factual evidence when it comes to that topic. You shouldn't believe everything you hear.
We know for a matter of fact that members of his campaign were in contact with Russian officials during the run-up to the election. We're talking about Jared Kushner, we're talking about his own son, we're talking about Jeff Sessions, the general attorney, Michael Flynn, the former security advisor, and Paul Manafort, among other people. There's plenty of evidence that this happened. And
okay, I need to step in now, as we are at the end of our time. Today, we went from democracy to environment, from women rights to Russia and the election. This has been a very interesting discussion. Thanks to both of you for being here. I hope you too enjoyed this podcast. And one thing is for sure, the time for discussion is up now, but the discussion goes on.